This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
End of the work week for a lot of people. Some people work different shifts. But there is a tradition in Friday, ooh la la, whoopee, and that sort of thing. Friday is December 4th, at least this Friday is December the 4th. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, the DJV program on the air for another day, another hour, another thought pattern, or two or three or four. At least a couple. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, and so we move into what is a very important week. All of the weeks are important. I'm going to acknowledge Jennifer's sadness because I think it's a good thing to sometimes get that off of your chest. I don't mean this is a tradition, but last year about this time, Victoria lost her dog, you lost your cat, you have had the cat. So instead of, it's sad, but think about for a second the silliest or funniest thing other than burning the cat's tail last week. That the moments of pleasure, what was the most pleasurable thing that that cat, I mean, we've heard him purr on the air, he's knocked over your equipment, he's...
She
has done all of that. When you think back on it, think about the stuff that you wouldn't have enjoyed had that cat not been a part of your life. As much as people slap me around because I say things about cats, I have said things, but, cats, I have two really good cats at the barn now. The problem is they don't like each other. but they like the rest of the ambiance. So there was never another animal. You've not had a dog, or your father's had a dog, but, you've had that dog, that cat to kind of
keep you. The time I moved into my house, and that's what it was. So it's so weird. You don't realize how quiet your house is when your little pet is gone. But, I'm sad. She was just seemed very healthy, and then it happened very quickly. So
better that way. Cats are like that. Yeah, there's like one day they're great, next day see ya. I've had cats just go off into the woods.
If you had asked me last week at this time if I thought that I'd be saying this right now, I'd be like, no, she's fine. Yeah. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But I'm sad because she was in this house with me basically. I moved in October, and then she I got her in December, and so it's been the two of us, and she's been I think maybe even more of a comfort than I realized it. When now that she's gone, you realize all those little things that you miss, and I don't know. It was. It's hard to talk about still yet, but
mm-hmm. So new. Yeah. This is not even if Doug had asked me that question a few days after I lost Cooper, I wouldn't even be able to answer. You can't think yet about all the good stuff that you appreciate. It took me, I was in a full-on depression for 8 months and started talking, in the middle of a pandemic and started using a therapist on Talkspace. And because I just couldn't process, I had so much grief and it had nowhere to go. And so I just couldn't process it. So I completely understand all the roller coaster of emotions that you're going to go through because she was, she was your little buddy. And there's just a hole in your heart, that just it's never going to be filled in for me. And I know
so,
with Charlotte, it was the same for Doug.
Yeah,
and
exactly. But with people as well as animals.
And if one person tells
animals.
You, oh, time heals all wounds, I wanted to punch everyone in the face who said that to me. It's the most inappropriate thing to tell someone when they're in the middle of such raw grief.
One of the things that is important, though, is to understand the process of grieving. One of the things that I learned, and it was in therapy, as a matter of fact, and therapy has a connotation to it, but it really is just being able to find somebody that you can talk stuff through and get another point of view. That's really what it is. And when I realized a long time after both of my parents died that I hadn't really ever grieved for either of them, that really opened up stuff. And so you take your time. It may take a week. May take a month. It's not up to anybody else to tell you something stupid like what Victoria just said.
Ugh,
it's just up to...
people mean well, but they
just
don't
understand. Yeah.
Are you going to get another cat? And the thing is that I probably will. And, maybe I won't wait long. Maybe I'll wait a day. Maybe I'll wait 6 months. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just... right now, it was like, it was really hard just getting rid of her food dish. And then walking into the kitchen and seeing the little Christmas stocking that I have hanging up for her. It's just like, it's rough. Lazy. But I think, honestly, this year has just been so so extraordinarily difficult.
Can we erase this year? Well, let's try to erase. I was reading an astrological projection for next year last night.
I hope it's better.
Stuff. Yeah, it is. There's a series. We're going to go through a lot of stuff over the next year or two or three, maybe even less, depending on the variables until 2028. But certainly next year looks a lot better than this year in many, if not most, respects.
Well, and Jen, you had so much happening this year.
I've had a lot this year, and it seems, you know, and I know we all have, so it's, but there's been a lot.
No, but you've had way more than most
in my personal life that's been happening, and it really came crashing down a couple of days ago when the vet called, and it was like, really, I think the grieving that's happening with me right now is for so many different things that,
that's why I said what I just did,
Yeah, right. it really, when the vet called, I just lost it. And I wonder how many of us are just hitting our breaking point, because I don't think it's just me, where it's like we're just, you know, it's just, it's coming at this point. And I think that's why you're seeing so many people, and I don't mean to, like, push this back to, you know, a comfort zone of current events instead, but I think that so many people are pushing back because they just feel overwhelmed at this point. You know, it's like, it's just too much, and things are...
I know exactly what you're... it really is apparent that I'm not going to be able to go to California maybe until January, until after a lot of people have been able to get their shots. California is such a mess. It is the worst place in the country to be right now as far as COVID is concerned, bar none. There is not another place in the country, maybe not even in the world, that is as poorly managed, run, and working through all of this stuff. And I have become extraordinarily resentful about it because it's, and I think about the time, maybe it's because of my age. I see my grandson all the time going through a lot of stuff that I want to experience directly with him. Yeah, FaceTime is great, but it isn't being there. And a lot of people are going to feel, I'm just going to tell you my story, but there are a lot of hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of circumstances that are the same. And there's a grieving that we need, I suppose, to go through for that, too, because it's separation. That's what death is, really. It's just separation. I'm moving on, finding you, turning on your beliefs, what happens after you join the cat and whatever else, the loved ones that you've had. You know, what do you, who knows what goes on, but having a lot of faith is important, especially now. And resentment isn't great, but it's part of the human condition. It just is. You know, in your case, the cat had pretty good, I don't know if it had 9 lives or not. But 13
No, she was
cat.
An indoor cat. I don't know that she got to experience all 9.
Well, when you fried
other
her
than
tail
when I almost
last
light her on fire, I know. Thankfully, when the vet first examined her, he's like, she looks great on the outside. I was like, phew.
Yeah, right. It wasn't that I tried to burn her tail off. No. So here's a way. May I venture into a simplistic way of dealing with your sadness? Today, no. National Cookie Day. Today is National Cookie
Day. All the basics.
Yep. The Dutch word K-O-E-K-J-E. How do you pronounce that, Victoria? Kujah? Cookies?
Why do you ask me? Do I look like I speak Dutch?
You're our
K-O-E-K-J-E. Well, I don't know.
Kokja. I don't know.
Kokja. All right. Anyway, it's been
something
anglicized.
Something that sort of sounds like cookie, because that's
cookie.
Where it started.
Cookie. Right. Came to America. These cookies came to America through the Dutch in New Amsterdam, which became New York. So the late 1620s is when the first reference to cookies in America took place. And fast forward to 1703, the Dutch in New York provided 800 cookies for somebody's funeral. And now, you know, when you fast forward again to when people started to travel more, cookies became more widespread. The use of cookies made natural travel easy because it's a great snack. The travel cakes that consumed all of our focus, certainly as a youngster, I loved cookies. I've loved cookies forever. And so National Cookie Day, we go back to the timeline, 1853, Godfrey Keebler, that's where they came from, opened his neighborhood bakery in Philadelphia. And there still are Keebler cookies around today, right? 1912, sure, yeah. Another This is Oreo's first win. They were made as a knockoff of the first chocolate sandwich cookies called Hydrox. You've seen that? They still make, they still have Hydrox cookies?
I don't know. I don't shop for cookies, but...
Which ones are those? Are those the windmill ones? No.
No,
no, the Hydrox
like
look exactly like Oreos, yeah. But they're...
Really?
They're,
exactly.
Yeah, they were actually first, like Doug just said, they were first on the market, but Oreo just way overtook them.
Right.
So, yeah.
In the late 1930s, Ruth Wakefield, who ran the popular Toll House restaurant here in Massachusetts, brought the Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookie into being, considered the first chocolate chip cookie real cookie. We have Toll House cookies. I remember growing up, that was my first cookie, the Toll House cookies. And then 1963,
that
Chips
was your
Ahoy.
Gateway drug.
Say what?
That was your gateway drug.
Yeah, I think it was actually. 1963, Chips Ahoy. Oreos are America's favorite brand of cookie, picked by over 1 in 3 people. 43% of Americans have finished a whole row of Oreos in one city. How many with a tub of vanilla ice cream?
Whoa.
Stick the Oreos. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's fast forward to today. It's a great entree into a product that we just started talking about this week, Jennifer. I think you've probably gotten your cookies. Victoria's gotten hers. I've gotten mine. The Ebon Bakehouse Peanut Butter Cookie. I had one of those last night. Matter of fact, I have. They come in. They're all wrapped individually, so they stay fresh. The shortbread cookies. There are so many great versions of a just big, wonderful cookie. And the secret here to the success of Ebon's, making thousands of these, distributing them all over the country every day, is that they have no gluten in them. None. Zero, zero, zero. As a matter of fact, there are all kinds of other things that are part of this to make them so healthy. But oftentimes, it certainly has been my experience, a healthy cookie tastes like you know what.
Like a healthy cookie.
Yeah. Right. Nope. Not with this bunch. So the inviting packaging, the inviting taste, the smell. Have a cookie today is their moniker. Chocolate chip cookies, white chocolate cherry, oatmeal cookies. There are, let's see, what other flavors are there that I think I'm going to, really, I haven't tasted them all. Cranberry walnut, coconut oatmeal. There are so many of them. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, and just look around. See the things. This is a family that started this company, and they've just grown into, because the success is based on the fact that it tastes good. That's the number one thing that you will enjoy about these. You can't enjoy something that doesn't taste good, even if it's good. Who wants the cookie that tastes good, that is good for you, that doesn't taste good? This, they've overcome that. However they've done it, they have done it. And so also, one of the things you'll see when you go to the website, ebonsbakehouse.com, has the availability of gift cards for the cookie lover who's on your list. I was talking to back and forth with the manager of our Columbia, South Carolina affiliate yesterday and last night on Facebook, and apparently the first really exciting order, it's fun when you trace it back to the roots, but the first order for these cookies has come from somebody in Columbia, South Carolina, on our affiliate there. So take a minute, check out the website, find some that you'll like yourself. That'll make it even better. You can talk about them with your friends or your family and then get a gift card for someone who can choose their own flavors. Get into the yum-yum train. National Cookie Day. We celebrate it by sending you to Ebon's, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
The place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Beagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace and participating stores.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Trying to see if I can get into this
like
a little bit further.
Beverly Hills is where it wants to be.
Yeah, it is where I want to be. BJV time is 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen is here. And Weezer is here. Let's see, there are a number of instruments that have been donated for the live music charity that we've talked a bit about over the last couple of weeks. Let's see, Weezer and Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler, Leon Bridges, among the artists who have donated instruments to a new auction that are benefit efforts to help the struggling live music industry. Auction organized by the National Independent Talent Organization, known as NITO, which comprises about 1,000 independent talent agencies, management firms. Who knew there were that many of these live touring entities, that sort of thing. They will raise funds for their continuing efforts to ensure that the live touring industry has a united voice in Washington and in our rapidly changing world, rapidly changing economy. Auction marks NITO's first fundraising initiative, launched Thursday this week and wraps up next week. The artists donating guitars and other things, some of which are signed. Let's see here, Fall Out Boy, Jack Johnson, Nick Lowe, Steve Martin, John Mellencamp. Yes, Steve Martin. He plays the ukulele.
Banjo. He's like a banjo master.
Yep. Graham Nash has donated. Bonnie Raitt, Nathaniel Rateliff, Joe Satriani, Lars Ulrich, Steve Vai, more. I think Satriani didn't become famous until he protested Coldplay's version.
I know.
Of that.
That's true. That's the first time I ever heard.
Yeah, that's the first time.
In the guitar world, he was very famous.
Big time. Yeah,
that.
Very. Yeah, right. NITO, like the National Independent Venue Association, has been part of the lobbying efforts in Washington, advocating for the passage of these relief bills. The Restart Act is one of them. Save Our Stages, another, which would help the independent venues and businesses hit hardest by the COVID situation. These people are the essential part of our local and international community, Satriani said. Without them, the live music scene will collapse. This is, crank this up. This song is something about this that thrills me. sends me right up to the top of wherever I might be. As the song is called Cruel to Be Kind, Nick Lowe's on the guitar here. Don't you love this song? Crank it up a little, will you? You know this song, right?
No, yeah, this is played all the time on the
You don't know this song?
Series.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great song. Fabuloso. And you can't feel badly. That's one of the reasons it's got to come crank it up, because I want you to feel better, Jim.
Thank you.
This is such the opposite message of what you are about.
I know. Yeah, no. Yeah, it is. Right. But it's just, it's the way it, the music flows probably more than anything else. It's not necessarily the message, which is really kind of the way it is with that. Talking about Coldplay, who really even understands that song that was the biggest seller that they had about the guy who became king? I don't even remember what the name of the song is, but it's...
Viva La Vida?
Viva, yeah, right, exactly.
That was Doug's favorite song.
Oh, my God.
That was a great song. That whole album.
For a long time.
But nobody knows what the hell they're singing about.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, really? It depends.
It's a whole story arc, really?
It is, right. It's a story. It's a fabulous story. But
you don't know what it's about?
Carefully. Well, but most people don't listen to the lyrics carefully from the beginning to the end. But you got to, it is a story song. You got to listen to the whole thing to make it, you know, have it make any sense. All right, speaking of auctions... A trio of Eddie Van Halen guitars sold for more than $400,000. Wow. During Julian's Auctions annual Icons and Idols Trilogy Rock and Roll Auction. Variants of Eddie's Frankenstrat, among the instruments fetching the highest bid, his customized Kramer electric guitar, which he built with his guitar tech Matt Bruck at the home studio, sold for $231,000. Winning bid for the 2004 EVH Charvel Art Series electric guitar came in at $140,000. A non-playing prop guitar used by child actor Brian Hitchcock, who played young Eddie Van Halen in the band's Hot for Teacher video, that's over $50,000. There were 900 items, instruments, memorabilia from a wide array of music icons. A couple of Fender guitars smashed by Kurt Cobain. It's over $281,000. Bob Marley's first guitar ever to come to auction sold for $153,000, and a mid-60s Hammond B3 organ played by Greg Allman got $102,000. So, a lot of things. It's very cool, some of the stuff that, let's see, there's McCartney's...
Collecting instruments during the pandemic seems to be a big thing.
Yeah,
because people
right.
are paying astronomical prices for this stuff.
Yep. Peter Townsend's first guitar, $41,000, the McCartney... Guitar, 54-4. All right, there it is. The story of how to win some easy cash. Put your stuff up for auction. 29 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Newly discovered security video footage from election night inside State Farm Arena in Georgia shows workers telling all observers to go home, then proceeded to pull numerous suitcases from under tables and continue counting ballots for hours without supervisors or watchers. The governor of Georgia is now calling for a signature audit of election ballots. More than two dozen people were rescued Thursday night from a Houston, Texas house where they were being held in a human smuggling operation, per HPD officials. Officers discovered the people after a man running in the street yelled that he had been kidnapped and that others were being held at the home. Officers forced entry into the home and found 29 men and one female. Most of those rescued were from Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, and Cuba. The Senate Homeland Security Committee held a hearing on the FBI's 2016 Russia investigation. On Thursday, the committee heard from multiple witnesses affiliated with Crossfire Hurricane Investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
California lockdown orders from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is tightening his grip. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Setting shortages of beds in intensive care units around the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that he would issue a regional stay-at-home order. Areas whose hospitals' ICU capacity falls below 15% will fall under the new order for 3 weeks, where bars and personal care facilities will close, restaurants will have to move to carry-out and delivery service only, and retail stores will have to operate at significantly reduced capacity. Newsom says the quickly rising death rate is one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order.
Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
Of the five regions that the order divides the state into, none currently fall under the threshold to be subject to the new order, though all are predicted to be subject to the order within the next 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Beverly Hills and a few smaller cities are talking about creating their own public health departments, saying the county's rules are too strict and not backed by data. The restaurant industry was in court Wednesday challenging the suspension of outdoor dining. The country of Switzerland has managed to cut COVID-19 cases in half within weeks without massive countrywide lockdowns and restrictions, keeping most bars, restaurants, and gyms open, leaving the mandates up to local leaders. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yummy, yummy, it's cookie day. Ebon's Bakehouse, someone just sent me a note. What is that again? Because nobody ever heard of these guys before. They're mostly a Midwest company, and now we're going to take them national. Ebon's, E-B-A-N-S, cookies. Yeah, Ebon's Bakehouse. Yummy, 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 it's so good for your tummy. Tell me, well, who did that? Yummy, yummy, that was a bubblegum song. Nobody remembers here except me. Stuff like that. So, let's launch ahead into the second half hour of this hour for Friday, the 4th of December. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Now it's time for us to give away a Christmas present. You've heard us all week long talking about this fabulous new sort of innovative line of precision power tools from our friends at Works. You hear me talking about that. They're in and out of here a couple of times a year. With fabulous ideas, fabulous deals, fabulous tools. So they have a new thing called the Maker X Toolkit. And as a result of your paying great attention, because that's what happens to people who listen to this program, They pay attention to most of what we're talking about. And so I'm going to ask you right now the question for you to win one of these. This is about a $400 value, a Maker X Ultimate Toolkit, plus the things that go along with it. There are all sorts of things they have online at WORXWorks.com. That's where you find, and we've all looked, I think we were talking about that the other day, Victoria, how many things there are, tools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So right now, your opportunity to win one of these fabulous Maker X toolkits for you or somebody you care about. It's a great deal, 888-302-3684. That's how you find us here on the DJV program as far as the telephone line is concerned. 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684. The question is, how are all of the tools in the Maker X toolkit powered? All right? You got to tell us, and you, the more specific you are, the more of the tools you're going to get. How's that? How's that for a deal? Right? All right. All the tools in the Maker X toolkit that we've talked about this week are powered by you fill in the blank, and we'll take caller number 4 as the person who gets the shot here. All right? And we'll start with caller number 4 at 888-302-3684. How are all of the tools in the Maker X toolkit powered? What is the answer? You give me the answer. Fourth caller, we'll start with that, and then if that person doesn't have the right answer, we'll go to number 5, et cetera, et cetera. You know how this works. 888-302-3684. Good luck to everybody. As we turn our attention to some of the things that are happening in the world, it seems the president has decided at the last minute, or is this at the last minute, Jennifer? I guess I'd ask you, because you follow Trump more than anybody else here. The International Surveillance Treaty. What is that treaty? I guess I don't remember. The open skies thing, I think I understand or remember that, but why would he pull out at this point in time, or why would he want us as a country to pull out? Most of the European countries, most of our allies are in this thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that President Trump is making some decisions that he probably thinks he couldn't have made prior to the election, and so a pullout of something that he thinks is not good for the country in the last month, those are the things that you're going to see him do. He's going to be making big moves like that, especially if he thinks he doesn't have a lot to answer for politically, although his challenges continue, and there are people who are more and more waking up and saying, wow, well, maybe there is something going on with all of this voter fraud because of all the hearings that have been happening. So it's,
but I thought they gave up. I thought, like, Barr said there was no evidence of fraud to alter the election outcome. He's the attorney general, so why
not? He's the attorney general, and he said today we haven't seen
it.
He'll be fired soon. All the news reports keep saying that he and Trump had a very contentious meeting this week. So
okay, so his statement said to date he hadn't seen the type that would change the results of the election. But don't forget, the attorney general would have to look at a criminal level of a voter fraud. Right now, what they're showing in the states is whether or not there was enough to shift the results of an election. And for example, in Georgia, where there's a 12,000 vote margin, in the state of Arizona, where there's a, you know, just another 16,000 vote margin, basically, the campaign is making inroads because they've already got people who are now kind of coming to the table saying, well, maybe we shouldn't certify these results. It's still an uphill climb, but the stuff that they're presenting, and it's unfortunate because the mainstream news media keeps saying, we want evidence. Well, they're giving evidence every single day that's just not being covered. They don't want people to see it.
Republican judges are turning this away, saying there isn't enough evidence, and these are judges that Trump appointed.
That's hurt him
in a lot of states.
There's still stuff in many of the courts that are still going through, but again, it's how you present this information. Legally, it's a lot different than when you're in the court of public opinion showing 250 sworn affidavits. We haven't even gotten that information in front of judges yet. A lot of the stuff that they're overturning are things about whether or not the universal mail-in ballot should have been put into effect before the election. I mean, that's kind of the stuff that the judges are dealing with now. The fraud stuff is coming. It's making its way early on through the courts. It takes a while for this stuff to unfold. And the question is, will it be done in time? And I think that's what they're struggling with, is the time frame.
Is the suit to overturn Michigan votes, is that an example of what? Because the Trump people seem to want to overturn The federal court in Michigan has been asked to force the state leaders to set aside the results and give the votes to the 16 electoral votes to the president. Where is that?
That's not going to happen, I don't think. You can ask for anything you want.
Yeah. Go to court.
Again, right. The convincing comes to what the electors are going to do when they're in place and what they're going to do. So that's why, I mean, it's not for nothing that the
campaign...
When
does that happen? When's the electoral cause? Is it next week, the
14th.
Electoral cause? 14th, okay.
Right, so it's not for nothing that you've got people go, that you've got Giuliani and the legal teams going state by state to try to convince state legislators that there's an issue or that there could perhaps be an issue. And are they 100% sure that their voting results are true?
But if he'd have sent somebody around other than Giuliani, he would have been better represented. I think that Giuliani's become kind of a joke and nobody's taking him seriously. And that might
be... Well, the court procedure is really rusty, and that does not look good. He has not been in a courtroom since the 90s. So that's... And a lot of the fumbling has come from... I mean, it's like my cousin Vinny. You know, it's the court procedure stuff. He doesn't know anything. It is, and it does not... I agree with you. It does not look good.
There you go. I'm just thinking about my cousin Vinny.
It was a mistake on Giuliani's part. He should have assigned someone else actually do the court procedure stuff.
Well, a lot of the court proceedings are being done by Jenna Ellis, who is polished and practicing electoral, who's an election law attorney
in Pennsylvania.
But he's not necessarily leading the case in all of these court cases. So he may be the person who's getting the most attention, but there are other lawyers who are working behind the scenes as well.
Yeah. All right. So now another wrinkle this week is the number of, because all of, or many of you are using some of these sites, all the sites where people are buying Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Francis Tuesday, whatever, the folks at UPS notifying drivers not to pick up packages from people in stores like The Gap and L.L. Bean and Nike. Wow. So where are these people going to have to go to somebody else?
I don't know. I don't know. If there's a Nike store near you or a Gap near you, you may want to just do curbside pickup instead of having it delivered or whatever. But, yeah, it's up by
44%, Victoria, this year. Mm-hmm. The people that are shipping,
I know,
that are shopping and then shipping online, up 44%. So when I look at that, I think to myself, what in the name of God do you think is going to happen to all these retail stores if you keep buying from Amazon? And whether you buy from the store, whether it's whoever the store is online, that's
still... It wasn't just Amazon. This is across the board.
Yeah, no,
retail
that's what I'm
did really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, right.
Best Buy, a lot of the electronics this year did really well. But a lot of clothing stores had huge, huge discounts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the first time in my life I had all my Christmas shopping done by December 1st. That's never happened to
Good
me.
For you.
And I did all of it on Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. And I bought a wide array of electronics and clothing and a whole mix of everything, cookware, made in America. Like, I found a lot of really good stuff. So, yeah, it's been good for everybody.
Yeah. Well,
not great for brick and mortar, but, you know.
I don't like just passing it off. I'm not saying anything about you. I just think that we need to understand where a lot of the heart of America is. The
Small Business Saturday
side
had a big weekend, too.
Yeah, that was good. All right, so there we have that update. So if you're expecting to get something from one of those companies and you ship it on UPS, you better
have to write
get
up
back
IOUs
to them and have them. Yeah, right, yeah, okay. All right, time now to get an answer to our question, how are all of these tools, the WORX, the Works tools, the Maker X toolkits, powered? That was the question. Let's see. We have five lines into the studio, and the area codes are 773-586-520-508 and 731. Line four, I said we'd start with that. Kay in Jacksonville, Tennessee. How are you, Kay?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. You sound very excited to be here, Kay. Are you really excited about being on the air?
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on, Jay.
You're alone. It's not like it's normal that everyday people call radio shows. Kay, I'm with you. Don't worry about it. Don't listen to them. It's fine. We don't listen to
them. Okay. Oh, that's it. So who do you listen to most on this program, Kay? Who is your, I don't want to say
your
favorite.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, see, I won't do that.
I listen to all of you.
Ah, see? She listens to all of us. That's perfect. Good answer.
Very diplomatic, Kay.
Yes, very good. That's nice. All right, Kay. The question is, how are all of the tools in the Maker X toolkit powered, according to the information you've heard us talk about this week?
Battery.
Yeah. Do you remember how big the battery is?
No, I don't.
All right. That's okay.
Don't even know how big the battery is.
I know.
Is.
What
Wait
is that
what?
Question?
Wait,
<no.
laughs> It's Wait a rechargeable battery. Yeah.
Well, listen. Guys maybe pay more attention to the
So now
voltage.
We're being sexist?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that women would make a big deal, make a great deal of difference to know that it was 20 volts or 40 volts or whatever it is, but it happens to be a 20-volt powered battery pack. So that is correct. That's the miracle, if you will. That's the one of the big selling points. I have all of these tools. They've been nice and gracious to give me lots of their tools in the toolkit, and they're all powered by these 20-volt or 40-volt power packs. They're medium size or larger, and so you can get whatever size you want. In this instance, it comes with a standard 20-volt power pack. So you get that, and that's what you're going. What are you going to do? Are you going to use this yourself, Kay, or are you giving it to somebody that you love?
Probably use it myself.
Good for you, Kay.
Yeah.
Good.
What sort of things do you like to fix or build? What do you do with tools around your house?
Just fix, minor things.
Well, that's what you can do. If somebody sits in a chair and they break it, you can fix it instead of throwing it away.
Well, the cool thing also is you can do airbrush painting, too, with this tool, which is really cool for art projects. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can paint your car.
Yeah, a birdhouse. I have some birdhouse.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that is good. All right, so are you staying home for Christmas? Are you taking a ride? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Staying home.
Staying home. All right, a lot of people are going to be in that department with you. All right, hold on just a second, Kay. Wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Kay in Jacksonville, Tennessee, just won herself the Maker X Toolkit powered by, yes, ladies, a 20-volt power pack from Works, their innovative line of marker Maker X. I keep wanting to call it the markers, the Maker X, because you can make things with it, these precision power tools, a whole kit worth almost $400. You can see the Maker X collection at works.com, WORX.com. Check that out. Also want you to check out something that we've actually just started talking about this week as well, and that is the way for you to make sure that you stay as healthy as possible by using the product that will clean your nose and bring your nose. It's not too romantic, but boy, does this work. Navage Nasal Care. Why are you laughing?
Romantic?
Well, I mean, talking about your nose and cleaning it out, it's not like having a, talking about the cookies is kind of fun. This is really direct and to the point of making you, keeping you healthy. That's what this is about. This is why you use it, Victoria.
Yes.
Because, it doesn't have, it's an all-natural thing like all the other products we talk about here. Drug-free. Nothing except the natural way to clean the sinuses, clean your nose cavity, all the things that are floating around in the air. We don't have to go through a lesson on that one. But when you, so the process, how do you explain again how it works in terms of what you actually mechanically have to do in order to make this stuff work?
Well, the best thing about it, have to add, I normally use a neti pot, which is messy and kind of annoying, to be honest, and I don't really use it as much as I should. And with the Navage, everything is done for you. So you just add some filtered or distilled water. You just warm it up a little bit in the microwave. And then you just add the little saline pack. And it has two little nostril things, two little, probes that go into your nostrils. Mm-hmm. One side, the water shoots through and it sucks it out the other side. And you don't have to do anything. And it's over in, 8 seconds. It's amazing.
Right.
And I now notice if I miss a day, my sinuses really suffer. So I'm going back up to twice a day.
There
it makes
go.
A huge difference.
Find this product at Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. Items that affect you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five and the story from TJ Maxx or the TJX companies focusing on home goods. You were really excited about this, Victoria.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited next year. In 2021, home goods is finally going to have an online presence. And the TJX companies, which owns Home Goods, Marshalls, Sierra, and TJ Maxx, they really don't have any presence online. You can't shop from, you know, their inventory. And I understand the reason for that is by nature of each store having different inventory, it makes it very difficult to have one online store where you can shop everything that's in stock.
But doesn't it tell you something, just as an interruption for a second, that they are they've made as much money as they have, and they don't have or haven't had an online presence. Maybe now they realize they got to do that.
Yes.
But they've been very profitable without
It has worked out. These are stores that people really enjoy shopping in person.
Yeah. They're nicely done. They really are.
Yeah, and the Home Goods stores are wonderful. People find
I'm not a shopper,
of,
but I'm just telling you that I think that the way they put them together, they're headquartered in my hometown. And I knew the founder, who actually was a great friend of my father's, and he was a great merchant. And at 90-something, he's still active in what the company does, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, excuse me.
Well, I think the pandemic has really shown any, and it's not just the TJX companies, any small business that does not have any retail business that doesn't have a strong online presence has gone under during the pandemic because people don't want to, they don't feel comfortable being in stores with a lot of people. And if you don't have all of your goods online for sale in an easy way for people to shop, those are the businesses that are going under first. So TJX knows this, and they believe that they can still remain profitable with in-store shopping starting up again next year. But overall, I think it's a great move to bring home goods online. They've got 821 stores across the country, so they will have homegoods.com will be you can get the latest info on store hours and closings right now, but eventually that will be the site where you can shop for all the goodies.
All right, number four this week as we head to number one, General Motors is not too excited at the moment anyway about electric trucks.
Yeah, well, General Motors ditched its plan to acquire an equity stake in the electric truck startup company called Nikola, which is like the Nikola Tesla. I don't know why they would name their company Nikola. Tesla already was taken. It was Tesla.
Yeah, the cough drop.
Huh? No, that's Ricola. Nikola Tesla, the actual scientist. They keep trying to pirate his name.
That was his first name was Nikola. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they keep trying to pirate his name. But anyway, so GM was very disappointed. Nikola had battery problems. They basically lied about the capacity of, you know, that they could do 600 miles on one charge. It ended up being kind of a disaster. So essentially, GM is shifting from being a partner to just being a customer. So when they get their stuff together, they will still be buying parts from them, but they will no longer be an official partner.
Oh, okay, got it. Number three, Get Wise. Get it? You hear what I'm doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Get Wise, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Wise is the smart home company, best known for its range of budget internet-connected security cameras. Now they have announced the debut of their first smartwatch. The Wise Watch will be available in two sizes, same size as the Apple Watch. It'll ship in the U.S. in February of 2021, and it is $20. This is the best Christmas gift. Give an IOU for right now. Wait till they ship. It is going to have the blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant. It's got a 9-day battery life, and it will track your sleep as well as your fitness. This is, to me, the best budget watch that you could, smartwatch that you can get. $20, it's unbelievable.
Good deal. Number two, Apple has made it, as it usually does, into our top five in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Apple has announced that they're soon going to begin manufacturing iPads outside of China for the first time, and that's because they say they don't want to get caught in a trade war, and they have asked their manufacturer, Foxconn, to move some of their iPad and MacBook assembly to Vietnam, and this is going to start in early 2021, as soon as they possibly can make this happen. And they are Apple right now sells about $1.5 billion worth of sales in India, and 500 million of that is manufactured locally in India. So Foxconn's move to Vietnam is also, part of it is also going to go more towards India as well. But they're planning a $270 million investment in Vietnam's manufacturing. So it's good news for them.
All right, number one is how you'll be able to watch Wonder Woman on Christmas.
This was by far the story that got the most traction this week. Warner Brothers has announced that when Wonder Woman 1984 is released on Christmas Day in theaters, it will also be released on HBO Max the same day, and it will also be the first title that HBO Max will stream in 4K Ultra HD. So you will get a much better experience than if you're just watching it on regular TV.
All right, so there they are, top five items from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Directed.